We are now up to Simin Tov Resh Mem Zayin, the halachas of the Arava, and we'll be doing all of it. Sif Aleph, Arvei Nachal Hamurim B'Torah. When the Torah says Arvei Nachal, that would sound like what we're talking about is something that grows by a brook. Says the Mechaber, Hu Min Yodua Hanikra Kein. It is a particular species that is called Arvei Nachal. Ole Shalom Moshuch Kanachal. Because the leaf runs, it flows, it's long, it's not round like most leaves are, the way a brook goes. Upiv cholok, and its edges are smooth. Vekonar shalo odom, and its stem is red. Says the Rama, vafilu ba'odo yoro kosher, even while it's still green. If you know that with time the sun will make it red, then even while it's green it's still kosher. We're dealing with a species. It's not that you have to have a red stem. You need a species whose stem goes red. Verov min zeh gadol al hanecholim. Also, the majority of this species grows by the brook. Lakach nikru arvei nachal. Therefore, they're called arvei nachal. Vafilo yagadol b'midbar b'harim kosher. And even if they grow in the desert or in the mountains, it's still kosher. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokus whether or not there is a hider in dafka getting from a nachal. The mashmos of the tour is that it is, but the maskon of the taz seems to be that it isn't. So the poskim say that you should look out for all three of these simonim. Then he tells us, v'yesh min echadom al arava, there's another min that's a little bit like an arava, elo sha'ola shalo ogul, its leaf is more round, upiv doma lemeser, and the edges are like a saw, they're jagged, pirish megera sigabalaz, a saw, the konashalo eino odom, and its stem never goes red. The zah nikra tzavtsofa, this is a different species which is called a tzavtsofa, the ipsula, and it is puzzle altogether. It is a different min, it is a different species. Then it says, v'yesh min arava, we have another kind. She'ein pia ola shalo chalok, where the edges are not smooth, but veina kemeser, it's not like a saw. It has little grooves in it. Kamo pi magol cotton, like a small sickle. Bezek kosher. That is kosher, and that's what most of our aravas look like. The halacha is that what you have to do is really figure out you have to really figure out when kids are selling aravas and they don't really know what they're doing, is what they're selling really an arava, or is it more like a tzavtzafa? So if it has big, jagged edges like a saw, they're really its puzzle. It's only the smaller ones that are kosher. Further, Siv Beis, arava sheyofsha, an arava that's dried out, o shenashru rova leho, or the majority of leaves fell off, o shenikdam rosha, or the top of it broke, the top of it meaning the stem itself, psula, aval kmusha, but if it's just wilted, o shenashu mixus aleh, or only a minority of leaves fell off, ksheira, it is kosher, varamba machshir benikdam rosha, and the Rambam says that it's kosher with nikdam rosha, lemaisa, since aravas are common, to they're very easy to find, one should certainly not, one should not be somach on it. Not only that, in fact, you know, the halachi is like the first shita, not only that, But even if some of the leaves fell off, since you can easily get an arava with no leaves that fell, you should really get one. What is the psul of Nashu Rosha Aleha, the Rov Aleha? The Ritva learns that when it's missing most of the leaves, it's as if they're all gone, and it's no longer an arava. Whereas most poskim say that the psul is Hadar, and we'll see a difference with regard to the other days according to certain poskim.